Are you ready for the word now? Hallelujah. I said, are you ready for the word? I'm not sure that they're ready, brother. No, I don't think they're ready. I didn't hear anybody then. I said, are you ready for the word? Hallelujah. I think they may be ready, brother. So, come on. Let's give him a great big wave.
Yeah, thank you so much. Maybe sit in. It's my great joy to be here this very afternoon. God has done such a great work, and He's a God of His plans. I have a very good issue. I can speak in 7 languages fluently, so I don't know which to use today, if Lingala, Swahili, Kinyarwanda, English, or French. Just choose for me. Because sometimes you get a word and it is specifically said in Kinyarwanda properly. When you shift in Lingala, it becomes even deep. So, niseme nini, naloba nini, tosala nengeni. Good. So we'll share our best. Let's go to Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12. Imigani, nakani. Proverbs 24, verse 11 and verse 12. Rescue or deliver those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. Now, pay attention on 12. If you say, but we knew nothing about this. Does not he who weighed the herd perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? If you go back to 11, it's like a command. God is saying, rescue, do something, intervene. Don't let the one who's going to be killed go for the death. Please, rise, and do something.
Amen.
God said, deliver those who will be killed. Intervene, do something, stand. Stop them going to death. Stop them going to be killed.
Amen.
And he said, if you dare say that, you didn't know, he's going to say, no, you are capable, you can do something.
Amen.
My burden this afternoon is just to share with you the heart of God and how you can get the same heart. God is a God who want to run after the lost one, after anyone in danger.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we are pushed to help people just on physical needs. We are more charitable, we are just ready, like somebody's has need food, we are ready to do something for him to get food. If somebody is in trouble in healthy part, we wanna get him healed. But we don't see that perdition or to being lost forever is even more dangerous than living or being in need physically. Then God say, stand up, I command you, rescue or intervene or deliver those who are going to be killed. You know, the world is like, we have like 6 billion people taken to death every day. And the devil is doing quickly so that people may die without knowing Christ. That's eternal death. That's eternal lost. And the church, unfortunately, 5% of the members of the church work to evangelize. The other part is just every activity is done just for rejoicement, entertainment, just to maintain people in the church. But the church is not there to maintain people, to entertain people. The church is there to win souls.
Amen.
We should have a heart of God and run after the lost one. We should just say, God, what will happen if today my cousin died without knowing you?
Yeah.
What's going to happen if my father died today without swallowing Christ? Yeah. Everybody think about how going to happen if this young man grew up without being at school. Oh, he's going to get a very worse future. Everybody want to prepare future just for physical needs. No one is concerned by the spiritual need. That's a very eternal need.
Yeah.
And God say, stand up, go, rescue those the enemy is about to kill.
Yeah.
Open your mouth, witness, you may save somebody. You may save your neighbor. You may open up your mouth and somebody may believe Christ because you just speak out. You may neglect yourself and say, no, I'm not well. My English is not a real perfect one, not a British one. I mean, you may give some reasons, but still you can do something. The proof is when the singers were singing in Kinyarwanda, even if you catch Kinyarwanda, but you get something. At least the message passed by. So you can open. I have my sister, man. She, I left her in Coventry. She just came from America for a wedding. We had a wedding in Coventry. And then my sister has never get a chance to finish her study. She did 3, P3. That's it. Last level of education she got. P3. But she has 11 kids. She lives in America, Indiana. And she evangelizes in English.
Amen.
Stopping people. She may speak one word. Jesus love you. And you end up being saved. No grammar, no semantic stuff. But heart for God.
Amen.
I wish you're going to save the same heart. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 36 up to 38. Matayo, chichacha chenda, tatunaga tanda tu, kujeza, tatunomunan. Matayo, mukabu ya libua, mulongu ya tukumisa tunamutoba, kino tukumisa tunamwanda. That's the deepest one. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, good. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are He said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, ready. But unfortunately, the workers or the harvesters are few. Verse 38. Ask the Lord. The other word by ask may be used pray or seek or call upon the Lord. Ask to the master of the harvest. Therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Here is another powerful element. I was born in Rwanda around 59, so I'm officially 53 years old, underground 55. Now, when I was a baby, my parents fled to Congo. So I grew up in Congo for the last 35 years. Kinshasa, Bukavu, Uvira sometime. And then I spent a large part of my life in Congo, 35 years. And after genocide, exactly by July, God spoke to me, say, go back to Rwanda by force. I say, God, I don't want to go to Rwanda. I want to say, stay Congo. I speak good Lingala. I'm safe here. Why should I go back to Rwanda and be killed or just explosion of mine? Or I don't know, something may happen. But God told me, so you want to stay here for your safety? I say, yes, I want to stay. I was married. My two kids, Deborah and Joshua. This one was that time 2 years old. He was born 2 years. You see, the firstborn was 4 years, and he was 2 years old that time. I need to enjoy my life in Kinshasa, doing my master's in communication, something like that. And I was good. Getting some good heavy tithe.
Yeah.
And then God said, you must go to Rwanda. I wish he could say, no, go to New York. Or go somewhere. Go to Washington, D.C. Or go to Doncaster. Go to eat some hamburger somewhere and preach in English. But God decided to send me to Rwanda. And Rwanda was not good that time. You know, after genocide, destruction, and all things. The road are broken, house are down. I mean, just after war. 4 years war and genocide after genocide. 1 million people killed within 100 days. If my calculation is exact, means 10,000 per day. That was the fattest killing. And God said, go to Rwanda. I said, no, God, I wish I could stay here and enjoy my... God said, you must go to Rwanda. And then when I was discussing with the Lord, he said, why do you want to stay in Kinshasa? I said, yeah, just to enjoy peace. He said, my people is getting lost, and I taught you what is needed for somebody to shift from eternal death to salvation. So will you stay in Kinshasa just for your safety, or will you fulfill my will?
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, you may not really enjoy, but God's will is the best to do. Obedience may cost you, but happiness follows always when somebody obeys.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And one of the best things to do is prayer.
Yeah.
Prayer is... I'm 30 years minister. I'm not a young pastor. I've been serving God for the last 30 years and faithfully.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Prayer is lacking. People talk more, strategize more, pray less. People complain. I mean, I don't understand. This husband of mine is troubling me, harassing me. How many times do you spend on knees calling upon heaven to come and intervene? No time. Just complaining. This brother of mine is not saved. I mean, English people are very cold. They don't want to get salvation. They don't want to sing. They don't. You complain. But you end up just crying up, not praying. I want to challenge you today. Things may change if you pray. One lady came to see me years back, and she said, my husband is like a demon. Every evening we are in battlefield, and I don't understand. This is not a man, it's a demon with flesh. And then I asked her, how many times have you carried him before the throne of grace?
Yeah.
Like, real praying intercession.
Yeah.
She said, well, I pray a lot. Ask her, have you ever taken one day fasting, offering, laying down by your life, just to cry up the Lord easily, humbly, for God to save your husband? She said, no, I never fasted. We don't fast in our religious, our denomination. We don't want to fast. We don't want to fast. Because fast is not. I said, listen, I will help you. Let you and me take the following Tuesday. I want to help you. We're going to fast together a whole day up to evening. Just for one prayer item. Seeking God to change, touch your husband. You know what happened? By the evening, the husband asked his wife to go out for a restaurant. And guess all the news. The good news was, I will follow you. I'll follow your God.
Amen.
I'll go to the church.
Amen.
So prayer works.
Yeah.
Bible says when Jesus looked at the crowd, he sees the crowd like a sheep without shepherd.
Mm.
And he had compassion. Listen to what he said. So pray to the master of the field to send harvesters, to send people. We can't reach anybody and everybody everywhere, but prayer can do that. It's not a matter of conviction. It's a matter of the Holy Spirit convicting people from sin and then them to become saved. Luke chapter 15. Luca. Chapter 15. Let's start by verse 3. The third verse. Up to the 10th one. Luka, igiceni cha 15, murongo wa 3, kugeza kuwa 10. Luka, 15. Let's start by the verse, the third verse. Luke 15, verse 3, 4, up to 10. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he does what? Until he finds one. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me. I found my lost sheep. Ooh. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over how many?
One
sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Let's break a little bit. In other words, God can tell Bishop Andrew to leave all of you just to go out for one soul.
Amen.
God can tell Grace, raise, let the church there in Downcast sing, give tithe and build. You go to Rwanda, go to Pakistan, just for one soul. For us, the church gathering, many, we are democratically thinking. God is targeted one soul. He said, don't mind if somebody has 100 sheep and then one sheep get lost. One. In democracy, what you do, you just forget the one sheep because majority stay home. But divinely, in a mind of God, in the heart of God, leave 99. Go to seek the only one lost. And then when you find him, rejoice. For the only one compared to 99. And the Bible says, the same way, there will be rejoicing in heaven. Verse 8. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I found my lost coin. In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Oh my God, over just one sinner.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. John chapter 4. Let's start by 31. Yohani kane, jichicha minungu, jakane wa mgani, tatunadimne kujeza has, pozos. Yohana mukabo ya mine, tukumisa tunamoko, na muamu, na liboso. May I read? Yeah, Jean 4, 31a. Meanwhile, his disciple urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about.
Ooh.
Then his disciples said to each other, could someone have brought him food? Question. And then listen to 34. Very powerful. My food, said Jesus, is to do what? Is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ready for the harvest. That's the highest great story. Jesus was walking, you know the story, from Jerusalem going to Galilee. And on the way, he passed through Samaria. Those who never been in Israel, Israel is a long country like this, and with free path like this. Like a corridor. And this is how Israel is, even now. This is Judea, with Jerusalem somewhere. This is Samaria in between, and this is Galilee. So when this is where Christ is originally, but he grew up here. And then every time he has to move from Nazareth was a city in Galilee, cross Samaria to go to Judea where Jerusalem was. So that was almost 160 kilometers every time, every feast. At least 3 times a year. Now, one time Christ was leaving from Judea, crossing Samaria to Galilee. And then he passed through this part. And fortunately today, this is a real trouble. This is the way Palestinian occupy, on the middle. And it's possible for Israel to be a nation with 2 parts separate. No. That's the real trouble. The second trouble is Jerusalem, which they claim to be the capital and being in between. So, trouble still trouble. Yeah. Now, when he passed by here, Palestinian mixed, this is Judea. When he reached the point in the middle, he passed by a spring or well. It was midday. And he saw a lady coming to take or to catch or to get some water. The disciples were in the city seeking for food. Now listen. He asked, may you give me some water? Now tribalism come out as always. It's not a new stuff. When people think Hutu, Tutsi, Congo, Rwanda, they think they create a new wave. It's always been this kind. The lady said, you are Hutu and a percent, I'm Tutsi. How can you ask me for water? Are you foolish? You are so courageous. I mean, how can you dare? It's like somebody saying, you are white, I'm black. How can you dare ask me for water? You are foolish. What courageous you are. It's like somebody going to say, you are one, and I'm Congolese. How can you ask for water? You are foolish. So it's like somebody using the, like somebody just saying, you are white and from Irish, and I am black from South North. In other words, you shouldn't ask me for water. The answer was, if you knew the one who asked you for water, yeah, should be the one who, if you knew the gift of God, yeah, the gift of God take us higher than our tribe.
Amen.
Higher than our color. Amen. Higher than our origins. I mean higher. Amen. And then he said, if you knew God's gift, and if you knew the one who asked you for water, you should ask him, you. She said, how will you get the water? And the answer was, you say, we have to go to Jerusalem, but for us, this is a mountain. And Jesus said, if you take this kind of water, give me this. He said, if you take this kind of water, you'll get thirsty again. But I have another kind of water which will quench your thirst. Forever, that's number one. Secondly, this water will become in you a spring. Water will come from you not for one day, not for 2 days, not for 1 month, not for 1 year, forever and ever and ever and ever.
Amen.
Listen, do you know that God gives us eternal solutions?
Yeah.
This world gives us temporary answers.
Yeah.
You look for money, you get money, tomorrow you're going to need money. You look for water, take water, tomorrow you're going to get thirsty again. But when God comes within you, it quenches forever.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus for his answer. Do you know that God calls us to become not only blessed people, but we become source of blessings?
Amen.
When God called Abraham, he said, Abraham, leave your country, go to the country, I'll show you. First, I will give you a great name. I will make you to be a blessing. And all nations, all families on earth will be blessed through you. What a great calling.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I've said hallelujah.
Amen.
I say hallelujah.
Amen.
God calls us to be not only blessed. He calls us to be blessing.
Amen.
Because there's a difference between being blessed and being a blessing.
Amen.
It's a difference between being a source of blessing and just having blessings. Because when you have blessing, somebody may plant from you. But when you are blessing, nobody can plant from you because you are the blessing. Whatever you are, blessing is. It's like somebody asking for money, you give him bank.
Yeah.
Supply.
Yeah.
One time after I was saved, I spent 4 years in tough time, desert, my goodness. 4 years jobless, crushed. No money, full of Holy Ghost, but no money. I was a young man. I was an engineer in electronic science, and I was preaching everywhere in Kinshasa. Matete, Limba, Kingasani, Masina, preaching one pant, one shirt for 4 years. Zeal, full of energy, power. Going preaching on it, day and night. I mean, I was... full of zeal, but no money. One pant, one shoe, everything was single one, single one, single one. See, come here, and then I was complaining one time. I was sitting on a mat. I spent 2 years half on a mat, praying and seeking God, and with anger, fasting. And then I was one day on a mat like this, and I was like, oh my God, how have you forgotten me? I wish you were going to think about me. I had no money. I'm broken. I'm forgotten. I have no value. How? God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you, God? Where are you? I wish I could never speak about you again because you don't intervene. And then I spoke, and then I spoke, and then I spoke. I complained, and then I complained. The answer comes slowly, 2 words. Do you mean I don't love you? I said, ah, you don't love me. For sure, I have not yet money, but saying that you don't love me is more hard. Second, do you know my real plan on your life? That one shocked me. He said, Masasu, I don't want to bless you. I want to make you blessing.
Amen.
And he said, choose between basket and tree.
Yeah.
Choose between being a basket full of fruits. I wish I could get one basket here. Okay, just image. You want to be a basket like this? Or you want to be a tree which bear fruit. Basket carry fruit.
Yeah.
And people can pick from basket. But the tree doesn't carry fruit. It bears. fruit. You can plant that from the tree. Next year, fruits will be there. But you can't finish the fruit from a tree. Now God asked me, choose. You want to be somebody who carry blessings? Who bear blessings? Yeah. I'm crushing you for in the future to make you to be a blessing for nations. If you allow me to finish my good work, I will use you. And I'll bless you beyond, but you will be able to manage the blessings. And today, I'm a very blessed man. Amen. That time, I didn't understand what he was doing. That time, I do remember when I get married, my wife spent 4 years, same operation like I did. One pant, one shoes, one, everything was single one. One. I don't forget one time she came from the bathroom. Bathroom is another specific word I use, kikosu. Bathroom is, don't take bathroom like you think. It's different stuff. It's kikoso. It's somewhere in 4 sheets, iron sheet like this. And then you enter with some water, you do just like this, and then you go out. That's all the bathroom. And she came out from that with intention to go and change, take another clothes. Nothing to change. I do remember why I cried that time. Let me tell you this. God can change your life in one day.
Amen.
Don't worry about situation. Worry about direction. Because situation is a present time. Direction is another thing. I don't know where you are now. Situation, circumstance you are. Forget about target what you're doing. God has saved you. He's leading you somewhere. And you're going from glory to glory to glory to glory to increasingly glory until you reach the glorious glory. Who somebody may see you now. He can't imagine who you're going to be. So don't let situation now to crush you. You have some direction you're going. You don't say amen. I mean, I don't know what you are in, but you are going somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know what you're passing by or through. You are passing.
Yes.
Don't allow what you pass through to pass you. Mm-hmm. Pass it and cross it forever. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Now, after years, God has changed my life. Now, Jesus said to the lady, if you take this kind of water, you will stay thirsty.
Yeah.
But if you take the kind of water I'm going to give you, 2 things will happen. First, your thirst will be quenched.
Amen.
Secondly, you will become a lone source of water for eternity.
Okay.
She said, give me such water. And the answer was, go and bring your husband. The answer was, no. I have no husband. Jesus said, yeah, you are right. Actually, you had 5 men still. And the 6th one is not yours. Still bring him. And the lady say, you are the prophet. You are the Messiah. You are. And the Bible says, she left the jar. And she ran to the city. Telling people, come on. She got to evangelize. No theology, no teachings, just uproot. God can use you even if you're not trained in theology. Go and speak out. People need salvation. Go and open your mouth. You still bring some people to the kingdom. Go, come and see. She brought men. The whole village came behind the lady. Remember, she was not with a good testimony. Taking 5 husbands from, this is not a good testimony. And then still hiding 1 home, that was not good. But still she can open her mouth and testify and cry out and evangelize and open her mouth. Oh, praise Jesus. And then when she came, meanwhile, in between the lady coming back with the crowd and Jesus, the disciples came and say, Master, May you day eat something. We go for food. Now we bring food. Please eat. He said, that's fine, powerful. I have food. I have a kind of food you don't know. And he said, my food, my delight is to fulfill, is to do God's will. Is to finish the task. In other words, my heart is not about chips, hamburger, pizza. My heart is upon behind. My heart is for souls.
Amen.
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 Amen. And then he said, you said there's still 4 months for reaping. But open your eyes and see how people are hungry for God. You say UK used to be the missionary country. May see how pagans are filling this country. You say Doncaster used to be a revived city. But open your eyes and see how young men are going to be lost. How they are in fornication. How they are lost. You say this is a city for salvation. May look how the young men are in a disco and lost. Nobody in church. Church are just for old people and forgotten people. You say this is a country where gospel is. But look how people need Jesus.
Amen.
The harvest is ready, but no worker. Act. If you are tired, tell me. I'll stop. Act. Jakuzoni numa. Jite chakane, mrongo. Makumyavi nakane. Ah, no, makumyavi. Act 20, 24. Hallelujah. Bible says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Oh my God. I will go back. However, I consider my life worth of nothing. In that, I count my life useless, except if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. What's the task? The task of testifying to the gospel of the grace. In other words, this is a great man, Paul. Somebody come and give a prophecy, say, the honor of this belt, the honor of this one will be taken to Jerusalem, the honor of this one, and they will build him. I mean, they prophesy strongly and say, who is the owner of this belt? And Paul was the one. And Agabus prophesied saying, the owner of this belt will be killed, persecuted, and harassed in Jerusalem. They start to convince him not to go to Jerusalem. And the answer was, I don't care. I don't care. I did 14 years of karate in my life. I was black belt in karate, Shotokan style. I played sports, and the sport taught me how to be disciplined, because discipline is lacking in the church.
Yeah.
And then when I get saved, God spoke to me. He said, Masasu, how can you be disciplined for worldly stuff and discipline for my stuff? How can you work for 3 a.m. just to do some sport and you don't work for 3 a.m. to pray up to morning? And God spoke to me strongly and he gave me something I will share with you. If you bear not stone me, bear me. So listen, Bible says this in John 12:24. Bible says, if a grain is a seed of wheat. Fall in soil. Refuse to die. It's going to remain itself. But if it die, what's going to happen? When a young Christian wants to see people get saved, there is no other way. He must die to himself in order to give life to many. When a believer wants to see his family changed, there is no shortcut.
No.
When I was complaining, crying, asking God to save my family, I came from a broken family. Very broken. And then God said, you want to pay the price for them to get saved? I say, yes, Lord. He said, every Friday, you're going to fast. No food. And after fasting in the evening, you're going to take overnight prayer. And I started hopeless. My brothers was complicated, and my sisters was another kind, worse. But God say, if you die to yourself, I'll touch them.
Amen.
And I start praying every Friday, no food, just seeking God. Looking in, praying up to evening. Taking some tea, go to gathering or meeting, and then come back. Stay on the living room up to morning. God, one prayer. God, save my family. God, remember my family. God, save my family. God, save my family. I have nothing to give you. My belly, just I give you my stomach. It's mine, but I give it to you.
Oh,
I'm fit to eat, but today I just not eat. I offer myself like a living sacrifice, holy to you. God, remember my family. You know, after 2 years, what God did? He started touch one by one. One by one. Today, we are known like a family of bishops and pastors. But those who knew us, ask Peter, he knows some of my family's members. They are people complicated. Fighter, fornicator. And then God say, when I get married to my wife, I tell, honey, this is how we're going to change our life around. We took 2 days. Tuesday we pray for families, for church, for ministry. Friday we fast and pray for our family. Me, my wife, and my kids. That's all. And you know what God can do? This city can change the world if you want.
Amen.
I'll come back. This city, this place, Doncaster, can change the world if you are willing to pay the price.
Amen.
If a stone of salt falls in soup, refuses to die, what's going to happen to the soup? It's going to remain tasteless. Now when the stone of salt falls in soup, disappears, what's going to happen to the soup? If a young girl say, my belly is soft, I don't want to see some geography on it, don't give birth. If you want to give birth, geography will come on your belly. You can't change without paying the price of change. No, this is cheating. But when you pay the price, God is faithful.
Amen.
I say God is faithful.
Amen.
I say God is faithful. And he will bring answer beyond your expectation.
Amen.
Beyond what you think.
Yeah.
When I went to Rwanda, people said, why are you going to Rwanda? I just obeyed God to go to Rwanda. And I can tell you today, we have planned 64 churches in Rwanda. And we did a great work, 11 in Congo, and we are doing in the world, even in America. I mean, we're going to tell the world slowly, surely, by prayer. Because prayer works. And when sacrifice and life, self-giving is accompanied, you do stuff.
Yeah.
Paul says, I don't count my life as if it's worthy. My joy is to fulfill God's work, proclaiming, testifying, and then that's it. What makes the church weak today is people are so worried about themselves. They don't want to die. They are not even in coma. They are just open eyes like this. And then you can change stuff when you refuse to die. God is seeking for self-denying people who are going to say, here I am, O Lord, use me. No matter how weak you are, you may not know geography or things, but even you may be young or little or adult, but say, here I am, oh God, here I am. Here I am to serve your glory. Here I am to serve your interest. Here I am. Here I am, oh King of glory. Here I am. I don't deserve, I'm not too highly educated, but here I am. And I can tell you, God will use you mightily. He will change the city. He will change the country. Just open your mind. One time, I went in the countryside with one of my friends. He was embarrassed in his speech. He's the kind of people who pronounce one word in 5 minutes. Just so he, I mean, before for a whole sentence, wait for 2 hours. Now, we went on a crusade somewhere, and he told me, Masas, let me preach. I laughed. You preached? How can you preach just you? Even opening your mouth, said Jesus, it can wait for 5 minutes. So we spent the whole day here. He said, no, don't count me according to the speech, but I feel the Holy Ghost want me to preach. I just laughed. I said, okay, I give you 5 minutes just for open up, and then later when you are complicated with your speech, I'll take over. He said, okay, thank you for allowing me. I was proudly expecting to get a good preach. He stood up like this. We were in a bush called Bolobo. It's Congo. There, very far in center Congo, La Bandundu, Samuel, on a market. He stood up and said, hallelujah. By the time Yah came down, the whole congregation like this before, it was like hundreds fall down. Me among them. Down like this. So when I was down, the Holy Ghost told me, now, where is your speech? And God spoke to me, you see, your speech is not compared to his power. No, so don't think you are skilled. God is. Amen. And it's not a matter of being qualified. It's a matter of depending on him who qualifies. It's not a matter of being an expert in any stuff, it's a matter of humbleness and depending. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, here we have people who are getting lost in your family and outside your family. Please do something. God has given us 4 possibilities. The first one is our body, ourselves. I can go, here I am, I'm preaching here. Bible says, open how people will call upon the Lord if they never trust, believe in him. How they believe in him if nobody speak out. Because faith comes from what we hear. How somebody will speak out if nobody send him. Yeah. In other words, the first possibility is me God coming in the way and I preach from where I am. Here I am. I'm using my mouth, my body, my mind, my everything to preach. But second possibility is my knees. I may not be where I have to be, and from my room I kneel down and pray. God, please remember, do something. Because the God will answer prayers, he will change stuff, and my knees is another possibility for me to touch where I can't go. Hello? Yeah. Hello? Yeah. Third possibility is my pocket. I can use my money and help for somebody to minister where I was supposed to be. I'm not in Burundi now, but somebody may go. I pay the ticket. He moved from Kigali to Burundi. The Bible said the share will be equal between those who are in front and those who stay on luggage. In other words, when you send somebody, your money can help. You say, I want you to do like you send the bishop coming for mission in Rwanda. He spent 3 weeks. And he preached in Remera. He preached in Gikondo. He went to Gisenyi. I mean, the short time he used, he was a blessing. Here I am too.
Amen.
Because he came, then I came too.
Amen.
But somebody has to pay something.
Amen.
Possibility of our houses, our money. And that's why God bless us.
Amen.
To bless his work.
Yeah.
You want to hear more?
Yeah.
Fourth possibility is just come, Pastor Joel. And come, Peter. So the fourth possibility, come Joshua. The fourth possibility, the first one is, remember?
Body,
me speaking, myself. The second one? Prayer, knees. The third one? Money or material or my stuff. The fourth one is this. Is when I came, he said, the one who brought them to Christ is a son who I taught. So, in other words, I can call him, I'm his grandpa, somehow, if I can say. Because the one who brought him to Christ, I'm the one who raised him up. So, in other words, spiritually, he's my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suppose Peter we meet, I perfuse him, give him salvation. This is my son in the biological and even the spirit. Hope so. So when I win his soul, and then I'm not, he lives in London. His sister lives in Fort Wayne. His sister, other sister, and the brother is in Oregon. And then the last born in is Kigali. Now, even if I'm not in caste, here, in down caste, him, when he's ministered somewhere, and you go somewhere, you go to, I send you to Coventry. You, I send you to
Washington.
There. Yeah. You, I send you to India. So go there. India. So on same time, I'm not in Washington. I'm not in Coventry. I'm not in India physically, but I am. Mm. I am in Coventry through those who I raised up. This is why discipleship is very important. When you discipline people, you multiply yourself.
Mm.
And then you may be wherever you are not. I'm not in Washington, but through one, I'm in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we should grow up, because reproduction is reproduction is a matter of maturity.
Mm.
When you grow up, you can give birth. And when you give birth to people, you can find yourself in many places without being. I am in India through. I am in Coventry through. I am in Washington through. Today I'm standing here. I have 64 pastors in Rwanda. And all the branches, I'm not here, but at the same time, I'm there. I'm in Butare. I'm in Rwamagana. I'm everywhere. I'm in Kigali, but through Kigali, or I'm in England, and I'm doing work. Through people I raise up. The fourth possibility is people we raise up.
Mm.
Or disciples. Or discipleship.
Mm.
Are we together?
Amen.
Thank you. So if you have, thank you, missionaries. So, God has given this for us to multiply, for us to fulfill the calling, for us to, to reach and touch many.
Amen.
And then, we're going to still on fire, still blessing, even when we're no longer being alive.
Yeah, that's true.
As I close, Jesus is coming back soon. Very soon. Really, I don't know how to express this, but it's urgent. When I look to the world, I'm so amazed to see how sin has become supported, accelerated, highly lifted up. Yeah. When I was young, they used to tell us, if you want to disciple people, choose people from your sex. Like if you are a boy, choose another boy or a man, so you are protected, no possibility of sin. Today, we don't know what to say. Even boy and boy may sin, girl and girl may fall in sin. So the world is up and down. They are voting a law in your country where you can't say Jesus is the way. You should say Jesus is a way. This is a demonic way to keep you from. And slowly and surely, governments are voting laws to. And then the church is quiet, like democratically. And slowly, abortion are voted. Homosexuality is voted. And then slowly and surely, you say just amen, but outside, they are just. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So what can we do? Work quickly. I like a song in Swahili which said, Ni lazima ni mutumikie Mokozi bwana wangu Nisipoi fanya kazi yake Siku moja nitadaiwa Mavuno mengi ameivya Watenda kazi ili wachache Lazima ni mutumikie. Dunia imeharibika. Shetani adanganya. Nitafanya, nitafanya. Ima, ima sana. Watu wengi waokolewe. Mavuno mengi yameivya. Watenda kazi ili wachache lazima, lazima. In other words, the devil is doing, destroying the world, getting people lost. But I'll work, rush, quickly to win souls as much as I can. As much as I can. That's my word. Amen. Bishop, I think I want to give you these people. Some are visitors. Some are sons and daughters in the house. Amen. Please, go back to your knees. And open your mouth. Do something. Don't neglect yourself. Don't say, I'm old enough. You're still breathing.
Amen.
You can do something.
Yes.
And even if you can do by your energy, you can kneel down.
Amen.
And you can cry. So you are not weak. You are strong.
Amen.
In these four possibilities, both may be used. You can open your mouth. You can kneel down. You can give your money and your material.
Amen.
You can be discipled and disciple others.
Amen.
And multiply yourself in many. And then be more useful.
Yes.
I wish I blessed you.
You are blessed.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
Four simple actions.
Yeah.
4 simple actions that contain this nation,
Amen.
This city,
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Are you going to play the part?
Yes.
Are you going to be part of it? It requires you.
Amen.
Requires me.
Amen.
To be involved.
Yes.
4 simple things. 4 simple actions.
Yeah.
Let's just stand a moment. Let's make a commitment to say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I want to do this for you.
I want to do this for the sake of the kingdom.
Father, there are souls.
There are friends of mine.
And they're going to hell.
Help me, Father, to be a light.
To share the message of your love.
And your power.
And your forgiveness.
And win them to yourself, O God, through my voice.
I ask this in Jesus' name.
Give me wisdom.
Give me determination.
Give me the desire, O God.
And the passion.
That will see souls won for you.
Lord, this day,
I make the promise to you.
I make a vow to you, O God.
Give me the strength and the ability to keep it, O God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, even when you go through a cash till, I always talk to the cashier. Tell them about Jesus. They can't get away. You know, they stood there with a basket of food and they're going, zing, zing. And and you can talk to them about Jesus all the time. Zing, zing, zing. And they're stuck. They've got to take your money. And you can talk to them about Jesus and they can't run away from you. And you're just checking all your things through. Zing, zing. And you've got a captive audience. Tell them about Jesus.
On your knees and pray for your family and your loved ones, your friends.
I thank God for this church that gives, that helps us to go out and minister the word. Praise God for that.
Just go out and begin to do these things. Begin to act upon them. Don't say you can't do it.
The word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Turn to somebody. Look at somebody and say, I can do all things
through Christ
who strengthens me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord thanks.